Blog Talk Radio.
Prophet David R.
On election day today, listen to this music. This CNN's music. They make it sound like they're really going to change the world or something. Like real changes are coming, regardless of whether you vote for Hillary or Donald Trump. I'm sure they've been to each other's tea parties, weddings. In fact, I heard that Bill Clinton was at Donald Trump's wedding. And funny how the Clintons are so for black people. But wasn't that Bill Clinton? When that Bill Clinton just told the masses of people that Obama would be getting coffee for him, he said, and quote, a couple years ago, this guy would have been getting coffee for us. Now, if that's the first quote unquote, two fingers left and right hand, black president was sold for black people, then that was kind of what you would call a swipe. All right, enough of this. Those of you who listen to my broadcast, you know that I don't like fake stuff. Those of you who know me personally, you know that I don't like fake stuff or fake people. I don't like people who are in positions of importance, who don't do what it takes to make things better. But yet people still, because of false success, false earthly success, some of these people are viewed as heroes and have schools named after them. And you can't name five things that they did that dramatically changed life on Earth or life on the United States. You can't name five things. And especially for, and I really want to talk to those of us who are called black by society, who are basically, you're teaching your kids and you're teaching your grandkids and you're teaching all these people to vote straight Democratic ticket. Let me ask you this. Look in your wallet, look in your pocketbook, look at the things that you would get in life if you was given a chance to have them. And you tell me how much of that changed by having a Democratic president. Can you go to the bank and get a business loan for $500,000? Because they're giving them all to Indians and people from other places, people who in some cases they can't even vote because they're not even U.S. citizens. And wasn't that Obama that was his intention was to give Latinos from outside the country who weren't even their ancestors weren't even slaves in this country. Wasn't that him that was gonna give them a check? Let me see here. We haven't gotten any reparations. We haven't gotten any 40 acres in the mule. And all you fake Christians and fake Muslims and whatever your religion is, I would debate any of you on your religion. Because the religions of today's world, as I say all the time, the 99.9% of today's religions are conducted and secretly ran by Illuminati and Masonic groups. Yeah. Yeah. And I ain't going to do nothing. So that little framing, I ain't going to do nothing. I ain't going to do nothing where I could be framed. Nothing. Not going to cheat on my wife. None of that little weird stuff. Not going to rob a bank so you can't get me like Fritz Springmeier. Not going to do nothing. I'm telling you that the joke has been on black people for a number of years. And why do I say that? Because our ancestors were pharaohs, were kings and queens, were the ones who melt Moses. Now all human beings come from one creation, come from Adam and Eve. Let me say that. They do. But there were some of those chose to create their own God back in ancient times. But for those of you, well, and I'm talking to white people today too. I'm talking to black people. I'm talking to people in general, Latino, people who think you can vote if you want. That's your right. That's fine. I choose not to. Because why? Because I know that at the end of the day, whether Trump or Hillary is in there, the same things are going to happen. Hoax terrorist attacks, hoax cyber attacks. Surprised they didn't have one already. Same thing. Why? Because a lot of these politicians are descendants of the Druids, the ancient Druids, the Anunnaki, the ancient Anunnaki, the ancient Watchers, they're Merovingians, and you're trusting these people. And these people, that the ultimate goal of the fallen angel is to destroy mankind, to destroy him, to bombard his mind with foolishness so that he won't serve God. And in a lot of cases, this is what's crazy. You ever notice how the most righteous spiritual people, they'll have nothing but problems in earth. And why is that? It could be because, it could be like Job. It could be a similar situation as Job. In some cases, the Most High know that they're sold out to him, so he allows their faith to be tested. But then in some cases, it's these evil spirits with diabolic attacks on believers because they want to take people's faith. They want to destroy us. And they want us to think, they want us to trust in men. Which brings me to the scripture, Jeremiah 17, verse 7. It said, blessed is the man that trusted in the Most High. The scripture says, in the Lord. But I use Most High, and those of you who listen, you know why. If you want to know why, send me a message and I'll tell you. But some of the words that are in the scripture, I tell you all the time, they were added. You'll hear me like quoting scripture, but you'll hear me changing, leaving out certain words like Lord. The word Lord means demon. It's the same as Baal. You taught in church that Baal is a demon, but yet you use the word Lord. But anyway, and whose hope the Most High is? He shall be as a tree planted by the waters and that spreadeth out her roots by the river and shall not see when heat cometh. For her leaf shall be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Most High, search the heart. I try to reign, even to give to every man according to his ways and according to the fruit of his doings. And it's amazing. Because remember, in the book of Job, when the devil was seen among the sons of men, he said, I traveled to and fro, seeking whom I may devour. He's not going to try to devour. He, she is not going to try to devour people who are not righteous or not spiritual, because he already understands, he, she already understands, I already destroyed them. They're already lost. Let me deceive them by giving them this, giving them that. See, he'll attack a believer. You could be a Christian. You could be a Hebrew Israelite. You could be a believer like me that's just a man of faith, or just a believer. Don't adhere to religion. I just believe that the God of the Bible is God. He's going to attack. You believe in the God of the scripture, he's going to attack. You serve the God of the scripture, he's going to attack. And the people around you that are not righteous, not spiritual, not saved, are going to sit and see you going through more than what they go through. And they're going to look at that and they're going to be like, whoa, wait a minute. What's the problem? He's supposed to be so saved. She's supposed to be so saved. Why do I got more than them? And they'll be deceived by that. And they'll ultimately take the mark of the beast. Ultimately will take the mark of the beast. See, whether Trump or Hillary wins this election, soon, you're already seeing glitches. This year, you see more banks having problems and issues with debit cards than all the times before, the 80s, the 90s. Never saw nothing like it. I've seen it at least 3 or 4 times just in the last 7 to 10 years. I went to a bank when I was still in Wisconsin, and everybody on my job, all our checks were froze. We couldn't take money out the bank. So people were at work like, what's going on? What's going on? Why is this happening? And they finally fixed it. Walmart has been having issues with glitches with people's cards. And I've seen it. I've been standing behind them in line using cash. Standing behind them in line. And I've seen the glitches that Walmart is having. So whether you choose to vote or not, I'm not voting. And I will venture to say, and you say, well, some of you say, well, he's arrogant. He's arrogant. But I would venture to say that I know a little bit more about the inside things that's going on in this country than your average person out there. And that is one of the reasons why I choose not to vote. I'm not voting. Why? Because either one of them. And if I did vote, you say, well, who would you vote for if you did vote? Donald Trump? Why? Because I believe that people are always going to do, like he said on the show Revolution, he's come on NBC, it was a great show. People are always going to do the stupid, selfish thing. So you need guns. You need guns. And if you have to have an assault rifle, in case if somewhere were to happen, and let's say we had some type of outbreak that was more like what is called like a zombie attack. Because remember, a lot of the things that we see on these shows, Walking Dead, hit, could really happen. So if that happens, then you need an assault rifle. You need something that's going to shoot enough time to keep you and your family alive. You say, well, you should be willing to die. You should. Let me tell you something. The Most High gave me life. He gave me life. He gave my wife life. He gave my kids life. He gave my dog life. And it's our life. And it's not for anybody who is serving the desires and the intents of darkness to take. It's not, they can't take our lives. He gave us life for a reason. And he also said, I came to give you life and to give you the abundant life, to give you life more abundantly. Abundantly. And how am I going to get this abundance? By going out and doing the things that bring abundance in. It ain't going to make a bit of difference who is elected. Whether it's Hillary or Donald Trump, I still have to employ the same game plan if I want to be wealthy and if I want my kids to be wealthy. And on top of that, not only do I have to employ the same game plan, they have to sit down and stop doing that little weird stuff that destroys the economy. Destroys the economy. That's another reason why I'm not voting, because it seems like no matter who's in there, all this weird stuff keeps happening. Weird stuff. Well, the stock market just crashed. Oh, we got to close this company. But I thought the company was worth $12 billion. The dude done sat in a room, in secret room, in secret little Illuminati meeting, and said, I'm going to close this company. To create that negative energy that demons thrive on. They thrive on negative energy. That's why we still have a gang problem. We still have a drug problem. We still have children being molested. We still have human trafficking. Why? 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 We got a whole political system. We got all these politicians. You've been the vocal one today. Why hasn't it changed? It's not going to change because they're saying is out of chaos comes order. They want you to trust them. They want you to trust them so they can destroy you and ultimately make you turn your back on the Creator, the living God, make you turn your back on them. They got all, they even got preachers. You got all these preachers with talk shows and stuff now. Ain't talking about repentance. Ain't talking about what's wrong and what's right. Just trying to entertain people and get rich while the people who really live in that Bible struggle through life. And you think I care about a political candidate? I'm too intelligent. I'm too intelligent. I don't care about no political candidate. Ain't neither one of them going to do nothing. Neither one of them. Neither one of them. And all these people with all these degrees and all their little talk, talking about vote for this person, vote for that person, man, you ain't that smart. Women, you ain't that smart. Well, I got more than you, and can you take it into eternity? Can you take that to heaven? Can you take your cars and your house and your college degree? Can you use that in the spiritual realm? No, no, you can't. That's why they get you in some way, why they're giving it to you. Because remember, they lost their first estate. Those fallen angels lost their first estate because of mankind. And that's why they don't like us. And when a person don't like you, but they want to get you bad enough, they'll deceive you. They'll pretend to like you to get you. It's going on a lot. You got dudes becoming other dudes' friends because he's after his wife. Women becoming other woman's friend because they're after their husband. Evil. And you expect me to think that this person who's voting for this person or voting for that person, you think that I, my mind should be on the same wavelength as them. It's not going to happen. Not voting. Cursed is the man who trusts in man, Jeremiah 17:7. You got to trust in the Most High. But you want to vote? That's you. I'm not voting. Thanks for listening.